This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Six police officers hurt, one person arrested in last night's protest outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington. Demonstrators want a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Donna Warder.
In video taken by the If Not Now movement, some 150 people protested in front of DNC headquarters in Washington. This protester says there was chaos.
Someone got thrown. People getting thrown down the stairs.
Protester Danny Noble says they just wanted to be heard.
Instead of being met with leaders engaging with us, instead of being met, again, our peaceful protest, we were met by police.
Democratic members of Congress and candidates were inside the building for a campaign reception. Donna Warder, Washington.
Is Israel's war with Hamas about to widen? The AP's Karen Shamas.
Israeli forces have dropped leaflets to Palestinians in the south of Gaza. The warnings to leave the south come not long after Israel told thousands of weary Palestinian civilians to leave the north and seek refuge in the south. Meanwhile, in a raid on northern Gaza's Shifa hospital, Israeli soldiers still have found no evidence of a Hamas base, which they claimed was hidden beneath the complex. Hamas and staff at the hospital, Gaza's largest, insist that no base exists there. I'm Karen Shamas.
Just a few more Americans applied for unemployment last week. 13,000 more, says the Labor Department, showing the job market still healthy. Workers at hundreds of Starbucks stores are walking off the job today, one saying she's protesting understaffing that's overwhelming workers. Congress has sent President Biden a temporary funding package to keep the government running for now. The Senate passed it last night. This is AP News. The AP's Mike Hempen has the latest on how much we're spending or not spending.
Consumer spending has dropped after six straight months of gains. Americans cut back on retail spending in October, though the decline was partly due to falling prices for both gasoline and cars. The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped 0.1% last month after increasing nearly 1% in September. The October decline was smaller than analysts expected. Excluding sales of autos, gas, building materials, and restaurant meals, the so-called control group of sales, which is used to calculate economic growth, rose 0.2%. Economists forecast retail sales will slow in the final 3 months of the year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Walmart's reporting better than expected financial results heading into the holiday season, but it says shoppers pulled back spending starting in October. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.